Good morning. Today's shiur, we want to talk about some of the halachas of sitting in a sukkah. We'll start with the basic mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. So, the Torah says that b'sukkah teisu shivas yamim, kol ezrach yisrael b'yisrael yeshu b'sukkah. So the Torah refers to sitting in a sukkah as a lashon of yeshiva. So the Rosh understands that yeshiva, like you find b'teisu b'kodesh yamim rabim. It doesn't mean that they actually sat in the city, the place called Kadesh, for Yamim Rabim. Chazal said they sat, they were there for 19 years. We have to assume that they walked around, they did other things there. It means they spent their time there. Lashon of Akava, that they spent their time. So a person is supposed to spend his time in the sukkah. That being said, the Gemara ties the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah onto certain things that you must do in the sukkah and certain things it's appropriate to do in the sukkah. So Achila should be done in the sukkah. Shina should be done in the sukkah. Those are chiyuvim. A person has to eat. His eating has to be done in the sukkah, and his sleeping has to be done in the sukkah. It also says that a person should be metayel in the sukkah, which metayel here doesn't mean walking. It means spending his pleasure time in the sukkah. For all 7 days, a person should leave his home and make his sukkah his main place to be. So the sukkah should be built in such a way that it's going to be usable and comfortable to sit in and spend time there during the whole 7 days of Sukkot. The Mishnah Berurah talks about actually to the point that possibly the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah talks about a point if it's built in such a way, in such a place where you cannot use it for all purposes, all functions, so maybe it should be not kosher to start with. So I build it in a place where I can't sleep, even though I could eat there, maybe it's not kosher even for eating because the proper Sukkot has to be a Sukkot which can be used for eating and for sleeping. If the makam where you live is cold and the sleeping is precluded because of the cold, that's not your fault. But if a person will build a sukkah in such a way that it can't be used, a place where the rabim goes, so it would be hard to sleep there, so you should not use it for achila either. What do you have to eat in a sukkah? So the lacha is pas. Pas, the size of a kebeya, the size of a kebeya has to be eaten in the sukkah. How large is a kebeya? So I was mekabel from my rebbeim, both Rabbi Sholem Shapiro of Tel Shiva and Rabbi Baruch Hirschfeld of Cleveland Heights, Ohio. They both gave the shear of a kebeya. If you picture a 2 pound loaf of rye bread, 2 pound loaf of rye bread, and you take a slice out from the middle of that 2 pound loaf of rye bread from the bakery, that slice is the size of a kebeya. So a person eats a kebeya, a person has to sit in the of pas, he has to sit in the sukkah. A person eats less than a kebeya of pas, he does not need to sit in the sukkah. It is obviously appropriate to do so, but it's not mechuyev to. A person eats pas of a kistin, which we'll refer to that as mazarnas. Not all mazarnas are the same, but the baked type, bread-like mazarnas, I guess is the best way of saying it, bread-like mazarnos. So it is, we are noyig to make a bracha v'leisha basukkah even on the same amount, just like by bread. The Shabura says maybe that's questionable, so a person should, when he does so, should make sure that he spends some time there also, so the bracha will be going not just on the achila, but on the yeshiva in the sukkah, being in the sukkah, spending time in the sukkah. All other foods are not chayiv in sukkah. We'll talk about drinks in a moment, but all other foods are not chayiv in sukkah. It is meritorious for a person to do so. There's a question in halacha of a person is going to make his meal out of other foods. So he's kaveya his suda out of other foods, is it chayim and sukkah? The simple understanding is no. There definitely is an opinion which says yes, but the simple understanding is no, and therefore a person is going to work and does not have a sukkah available and he wants to take along other foods to use for the purpose of eating in the sukkah, he can rely on that because that's something which is necessary for him. That being said, if he doesn't have a need to, since there is an opinion which says that once you're kaveya the suda, the person says, I'd rather just make meals which are not chayiv in sukkah, and therefore I can avoid the chayiv of sitting in the sukkah. If he's making his meals like that, he would then be, it would be appropriate to sit in the sukkah. So we want to try and avoid the type of situation. Have a good morning, have a good day, and we will talk about the halachos tomorrow.